We are learning Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top, or four lines at the end of a line from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rava said that the halacha is by Gittin, ain oynis begittin. That means if you make a tanai, that if I don't come back, there should be a get, and he doesn't make it back. But the reason why he doesn't make it back is because he has an oynis. The halacha is, lamaisa, he didn't make it back, it's still a get. Even though the rice are usually oynus rachmana patre, like it says in the pasuk of Nailan Sasadava, and it really should be patre. But there's a reason, and there are a reason why they said that it will be a good get. And the reason is because the tznuois or prutzois, and the Gemara said, because then someone's going to think, even when he doesn't come back on purpose, the tznuois won't get married, they'll think it's an oynus, and really it's not a good get, and really it is a good get, or prutzois, which is the opposite. So because of the Rabban Degadim, we said that ain't oynis begitin, and it's a good get. And the Gemara is a kasha. Umi ika midi, how could it be that midaraisa lo yav a get? It's not a get, because lamaisa, he was an oynis, and that's why he didn't come back. So it's not a get. And mushum tnuois, mushum prutzois, sharin and eshesh lama. And because of tnuois and prutzois, we allow the eshesh ish. Really, she's eshesh ish. And really, it's not a good get. But we're saying it's a good get, even though it was oynis. Why? Because of a gzeira. How does the Rabbanon do that? How could Rabbanon take away the eshesh ish? Really, midrash is eshesh ish. So Gemara answers, yeah, in. Kol de mekadesh adait de rabbanon mekadesh. Everyone does kedushin al das, dan hoga of the chachma Yisrael, whatever they say is the halacha, that's their das. And since the fee their das to go get, that's built into the kedushin that you can listen to the chachamim. Taisha speaks out, that's why we say b'shas kedushin, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. We are speaking out this thing that we're doing, adait the Rabbanon Mekadosh. And the Rabbanon say, when you give it, when this happens, this get happens, even though the get's not a good get, but the Rabbanon mafkia the kedushin through this get. They said the kedushin was not a good kedushin l'mafraya. We understand when you give money for kedushin, since the bezin has a koyach of hefker bezin hefker, they can say that it's not a good kedushin. Of a kosh bebia ma'ikel meima. What do you do with the bia? The bia is not something you can make hefker bezin hefker on. So there, what do you do with the bia? How do you vatel it? Lemaisi, you have a bia that's shem kedushin. How do you oikad that kedushin? What's the bia with the bia? So Gemara says, Shavu Rabbanon lebi'as lebi'as nus. The Rabbanon consider that bi'a bi'as nus, not a bi'a shem kedushin. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Rashi brings down that all the Rabbeim had a different way of learning. That the way the Rabbeim learned the Gemara was that Teinach Kaspa, which is only the Rabbanon, kedushin cast is only the Rabbanon, because it's not a first apostle. But Bia, which is a first apostle, Yikach Eshisha Ubala, which that's a pasuk, that's the Araisa. And that Hayy Mafkia. So Rashi has two main problems with this pshat. First of all, he says kedushin is deraisa even with kesef, because you tell me someone does kedushin deraisa, he's not mechayev misa if she's mezana, of course. And we know any gzeira shava is deraisa. That's question number one. Question number two is that really the Gemara didn't answer anything. The Gemara's question was how rabbanon vishlam kesef is hefker bezin hefker, but and it's also the rabbanon. It's also the whole thing is the rabbanon. But bia is deraisa. How you mafgiyah that? So what's Gemara's paris bia is nos? How you mafgiyah that? It's deraisa. So therefore, Rashi is not like that pshat at all. Rashi brings down another version of his Gemara that the Gemara's question is that every bia is oster because he now a kaddish of bia. But he says that's another pshat of Gemara's teres. Gemara's teres is shiva shavir b'man bia's nos. The Rabbanan says Gemara's question is they have a kaddish of bia. What do you do? So the Gemara's teres is no kaddish of bia is always of bia's nos. That's another pshat that Rashi brings down. But that's Shver also. He says, of course, it's only the Rabbanon de Gedin that it's not a good, that you're not some Bekash of Bia. But Vada, it's Chal, mid the Raisa, the Kedusha with Bia. So that's not a good Gemara. You can't say that's the Gemara's Teretz, that the Gemara, that Kedusha Bia is not a good Kedusha because Bia is Nos. That's not a good Teretz of the Gemara. Al Kaponim, that's our Gemara. Gemara question, how can you be Mafkia, a Kedusha de Raisa, it's just the Alma? Teretz is because of called Mekadesh, Adaita de Rabbanon Mekadesh. And the Pasha Pshad is like Rashi says, that the Gemara's question was, what do you do with the bia? Our answer is, they made it my friend to bia's nos. And Rashi's two other pshatim that he brings down regarding different parts of the Gemara, he does not like either pshat. Ikadamri, a whole nother pshat of Rava. Ikadamri, I'm a Rava v'chein lin yigitin. Not v'chein, not v'gitin, in yigitin, in yikain. He says, v'chein lin yigitin, the same din they have by Nesuin, yesh oynis v'nesuin, there is a tainas oynis by Nesuin, which means if you couldn't marry her, you don't have to give him a zaynis. The same thing is by gittin. If you couldn't make it here, then the halacha is that it's not a good get, because yesh oynis begittin. The opposite the halacha from before. Alma kasava rava yesho enes v'gitin. Meisvei, masyo akasha. So we're saying now like this, that if your ba'inis, you can't make it back, it's not a good get. Meisvei, rezi gitich im loy basi mikam ha'shem ha'sa chaydesh. If someone gives his wife a get, and says, but I don't make it back in 12 months. It's a good get. It should be a get. Umeis, he dies within 12 months. B'stech shem ha'sa chaydesh, ain't a get. It's not a get. Meis hu dena gets. Mashma dafka, a meis is not a get. Why not? Why is a mace a get? Because there it's ain't get lachamisa. But it's mashma, if he got sick, then it would be a get. Hachala hare is a get. If he gets sick, it is a get. That means, even though he's an oinus, he couldn't make it back because he got sick, but still would be a get. So you see that there's ain't oinus begitten. Rava said, yes, oinus begitten. Here we see ain't oinus begitten. See, it's a good get if he gets sick. It's mashma only because of mace, because ain't get lachamisa. Really, chala also, the halacha will be is that it's also not a get because it's an oinus. So why they picked the bigger oinus of meis? It should have said the oinus of chala. And he gufa kamash law and didn't get lachamisa. One of the teachers this halacha that ain't get lachamisa. We just said chala, so we understand, okay, it's not a get because it's an oinus. But we wouldn't know it didn't have ain't get lachamisa. So here we're teaching us that even if the onus is an onus and it's a mace, we're saying in the way of mace, we're saying there's two reasons here why it's not a good get. First of all, he's stam here as an onus, and also he was mace, and therefore ain't get lachamisa. But we know already ain't get lachamisa. We know already ain't get lachamisa. Ain't get lachamisa autonomy ratio. Saying the ratio already. The ratio already says, zegitech emesi, or zegitech. So we know already from the Reisha. So what do we need this Sefer saying Gachamisa? Mara says, no, Dim Lafukim and the Rav Hussein. We need this case, the Lafukim and the Rav Hussein was saying, what there's a Zman and the Shtar, it's Ki'ilu, he said, Ma'achshav. And Lafukim and the Rav Hussein, like the Gemara said before in yesterday's daf, that here, the extra cases say, even when you have a Zman, it's not considered Ma'achshav, it's considered after 12 months, and that's Achamisa, therefore it's not good. Toshma, sorry to bring another Kasha on Rava. Rav here is saying is that oinus is a good taina and it's taken out a good get. Tashema ma'achshav lo basi mekam v'shem v'zochaydesh. From now, if I don't come back in 12 months, u'meisach shem v'zochaydesh. What's the halacha? Raise a get. It is a get. So you see that even though he was an oinus, it's a good get. What do you mean? He couldn't come back. He was dead. My love, who was in l'chala. Same thing. If he gets sick and he couldn't get back, the halacha is a good get. So Gemara like mace dafka only by mace. Really, there's yes oinus begitim, but by mace we know he wants it to be a get, even though he didn't make it back. He wants it, even though he didn't make it back only by oinus, he wants it to be again in this case. Why? He doesn't want his wife to fall in front of Yavim. So when he dies, then he wants to get. Even in the case where it's oinus here, he wants to get. Toshima, last question. He says, if I don't come back within 30 days, it should be a get. Also, he was coming back after 30 days, and his mom was standing across from the river, and there was a river in between, and he missed the boat, he missed the ferry, he could not get there. But he told his wife, look, I'm here. But it's not called coming. So what do you see? You see, there's no tiny sign as we get them. Here he wants to come back, it's oinus. We see oinus as we get them. But no, unser the shchiach shani. That it's oinus that shchiach, he should have put into the contract, he should have put into the star, he should have wrote it into the tanai. The kivin the boiler snuyah, they asked that you would have since he didn't put this into the tanai. That by the way, if I don't come back with 30 days without oinus, you know, but if I have a oinus like missing the boat, it should not be a get. He didn't put that in. You would have and the lemaisi didn't come, and therefore he didn't put it in, and therefore it is a get. So like upon him, we have come out with two versions of Rava. One Rava says, ain't oinus begitin, and one says yes oinus begitin, and that's how we paskin ain't oinus begitin, and the reason is alts snuois and alts prutsois. Now the Gemara will return back to what we learned about getting married on Wednesday. Why do we get married on Wednesday? Because you should, if the shulchan, he doesn't find besulim that night, he'll wake up the next morning and go to Bezdin. He will go to Bezdin and complain that his wife does not have besulim. Om Rav Shmuel v'Yitzchak lo yishana avad konas Ezra v'Eilech. This whole halacha get married on Wednesday is only after Tekanas Ezra, where the Bat Dinim are only sit on Monday and Thursday, and therefore we have to get married on Wednesday. But before Tekanas Ezra, when Bat Dinim were every day sitting and paskening, she could get married every day because this way she could go to Bez the next day. He could take her to Bez the next day. Break the Gemara, who cares what was before Tekanas Ezra? We're holding now after Tekanas Ezra. Kaim comes as a mind to have a hava. That whatever it was, was. What's the difference now? So Gemara answers, "Hach kamar iika bati dinim de kavuim ha'idna kekayim kanas Ezra." If we have a place where they have bati dinim ha kavuim, just like every day, just like before the kanas Ezra, then isha nisas b'chol yom, and isha get married every day, because there's no problem. You have a bezdin sitting there. Freit the Gemara ha b'inan shaktu l'maisa. Good, you took care of the problem of bezdin, but there's another shaktu that we want 3 days after Shabbos to get prepared for the chasas. So that should have chasas on Wednesday. And the Gemara, the Tariach lay. The case was that if you were Tarach, Lefnei Shabbos, and you misakin stuff for the Suda, and you made sure it didn't get spoiled, and it was ready on Sunday or Monday, so then if Bat Edinim HaKfuim Mechal Yoim, you could get married. Now, Tosis speaks out on the bottom that these days, Va'ato, Noigim Lisa Apashishi, we get married every single day, because there's anyway no Bezdin Kvuim. And if he has time for Suim, he can just get any three guys together, and he can do this any day of the week. And he says, and another reason he brings down also, that the whole reason why we went to Bezdin is because Meshami is Barer. I ate them. He said, these days it's not so negay, it's not such a big deal. Someone goes to Bezdin, that's a big coil, won't have Adem. Agaponim, Bezman is there, we don't have this takon anymore to get married on Wednesday. That's what comes out. So Bekitza, what our Gemara, what's the negay for next Gemara is, that it says in our Gemara, we had a member from Shua Yitzchak that said, that there's no badinu kavuim, you could come get married every day. And the Gemara is like, Hasha, what happened to Shaktu? Basically, the Gemara is asking that didn't Rav Yosef say something about Shaktu, and how does that stem Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak? So the Gemara answers, the Tariach lay. The Tariach lay, then you Tariach, and you had the Suda ready.